second question is,
yes,
is it compulsory that Muslims should pray 5 times a day?
Yes.
And this is why?
Of course. Tell me.
Well, as a Christian, you know, you can pray.
I'm going to that.
Yeah.
What do you take praying to be? Is it a sort of, a drudgery or a punishment imposed? What do you mean by prayer? What do you take it to be?
Well, I take prayers to be freely, you know, said.
Huh?
You have to say prayers freely, without any obligation.
No, I'm not asking you that.
Yeah.
What is prayer, the very exercise of prayer? What does it mean?
Well, to
is
ask.
It a text you are paying to God? Isn't it true food for your spirit?
It's food for my spirit, yes.
Okay. That's decided.
Yes.
Now, the more advanced the people become, the more number of times they eat food, don't they?
That's questionable.
No, I'm telling you, I'm going to prove it. In the civilized countries, who consider them to be at the very top of the civilization, they eat, you know, how many times? First, in the morning tea, a cup of tea.
Yes.
Then breakfast.
Yes.
Then at 10 o'clock, a tea coffee break. Then lunch. Then afternoon tea. Then dinner. Then supper. Do you ever notice these practices in Ghana, in Sierra Leone, and other countries of the world who are economically poor and educationally less developed? Most often I was amazed to find people living happily and normally at one square meal 24 hours. You know, they were fasting daily, practically, more than fasting. And they're so patient people, so strong in nerves and character, that they do not complain and they eat one square meal every 24 hours and they are happy. But those are the same societies who can afford, who are richer, living in cities, they have normal 2 meals a day plus 1 breakfast. Right or wrong?
Right.
So why to increase the number of eating as you become more advanced and more educated and more civilized? If truly, if genuinely you believe in worship to be a food for spirit, the more advanced a religion should become, the more number of times it should require you to worship God. And this is exactly what Islam does. And now you go back in time to the time of Adam and continue your journey through Noah, etc., up to the time of Jesus Christ. Now, that is a history acceptable to you as Christians. You'll find exactly the same climbing tendency in worships and the demands on worship. You see, nowadays the Christians have started the practice of going to church once a week. It was never once a week before. Christians were expected to pray daily to God. In the beginning, they did so. Mornings and evenings, they remembered God. Some dedicated all their lives for the remembrance of Allah and became recluse. So, this remembrance of God, although not made compulsory so many times, yet the people were prepared for greater number of remembering Allah through worship by optional prayers being emphasized so much. So this is, in fact, is happening to prepare the humanity as such for the acceptance of Islam, the final universal religion, which was to give you the clear-cut message that real life depends on your memory of God. More often you do it, more food for the spirit you receive. If not, then of course you can continue to survive, but barely survive. So we find it so enriching, so in fact rewarding, to have our days divided into five times at least, with some optional prayers also, which you, perhaps you have not been reported to you. We also wake up in the early morning, before the dawn in fact, to have our bed tea with God, you know. When you say the Hajjud, this is what it is. And then the whole day is divided into various small feasts for us to revive our spirit. And I have found it from my personal experience, it's a must. The world, the more materialistic it becomes, requires greater number of your appearances before God. Otherwise, without your knowing it, the whole platform of your religion goes on shifting along with you to materialism from religion. So just once a week is just nothing nowadays. The whole society, you know, how many times you sit before television a day, for how many hours, and your children, and what messages you receive from there? Occasionally a small artificial lecture on Christ, but far more often, you know, the true life is presented to you in its true perspective of running away from God. And yet you deny the requirement of appearing five times a day to God, and you think it is overmuch for God to impose this much of so-called taxation. It is not taxation at all. In fact, more you realize the bounties of Allah, the more you will also realize that it is not just a question of civilization. It is a question of an advanced age where the bounties of Allah begin to appear to you far more in far greater clarity than ever before. See, the means of our livelihood today, even if you call it a bare life, are far more luxurious than the ordinary life of the people of our ancestors. Our barest style of livelihood or way of livelihood is a luxury in comparison to the way they lived in olden times. At every step we find the blessings of Allah appearing in so many ways and forms, new inventions, and it's list inexhaustible. So the more you live in the consciousness of Allah's bounties, if you truly love Him, more naturally should you turn to Him, and more often. So Islamic injunction is absolutely, perfectly justified, and in fact, it should have been, there is no alternative to it. And if you don't, then I know, daily when you appear before God, you know how much you how you fail to perform your oath of allegiance to Him, fail to realize and live by the oath of allegiance to Him, and the day divided into five times is a day divided into five times of confessions. Now, it is also something which perhaps could be much better understood by Roman Catholics than others. They have this institution of confession, which is before a man, representing God. Islam requires you to make your confession without the agency of any man, directly to God. There is no need to argue in favor of one or the other. The thing becomes so apparent. You see, this institution of confession in Catholicism has played havoc with the peace of European countries in particular in the past, because these so-called priests became the chief KGB agents or M5 agents in the past, you know, for the governments of the time. They would hear the confessions, and the moment they learn of some confession which is related to a crime committed against the state or a purported plan against the state, they would immediately report and the man would be arrested for the confession he made before as if God. So this confession before God 5 times a day is always full. Your fresh memories between one train and the other remind you of so many things where you have failed that every prayer is full, but only if you do it awakeningly. If you do it sleepily, like most people do, then it's just meaningless. Then of course it is drudgery.